In Zen Buddhism, a bell rings out in the temple as a call to prayer or to contemplation and stillness. In this orchestral piece by John Luther Adams, these bells do pretty much the same thing. Adams' work is called Clouds of Forgetting, Clouds of Unknowing, and it's one of a surprising number of works based on a surprising and remarkable text. In 14th century Europe, an anonymous monk wrote a treatise called The Cloud of Unknowing. And even though this is a Roman Catholic monk who did the writing, he seems to have had more than a passing acquaintance with elements of Buddhism, of Sufi mysticism perhaps, because the whole point of The Cloud of Unknowing is the idea that you reject the physical world and use contemplation and a kind of centering prayer as a means of reaching God. I'm John Schaefer. On this edition of New Sounds, program 2701, we'll hear some music from the worlds of folk, jazz, classical, and electronic music, all inspired by this single 14th century work, The Cloud of Unknowing. We'll begin with James Blackshaw, a young English guitarist who's very much in the style of the late American guitarist John Fahey, kind of a folk-style, finger-picking guitarist. But he takes the idea of centering prayer, and I guess the way he expresses it in this piece is to center the piece on two notes, A and E. His guitar is retuned to those two notes. And from his album, The Cloud of Unknowing, we're going to hear the title track. First, though, here's just to give you an idea of what this 14th century text is all about. The monk writes, "When I speak of darkness, I mean the absence of knowledge. In the same way, I have not said cloud, but cloud of unknowing, for it is a darkness of unknowing that lies between you and your God." That's from the 14th century. 700 years later, musicians are still responding to this anonymous work, The Cloud of Unknowing. Here's James Blackshaw to get us started on New Sounds. Thank you. That is some music from the English guitarist James Blackshaw, the title track from his album The Cloud of Unknowing, the title coming from this 14th century text on contemplation and meditation, a kind of Western European mysticism, something we associate more with Zen Buddhism or Sufi thought in the Islamic world. But this 14th century text, The Cloud of Unknowing by an anonymous monk, still continuing to resonate with composers 700 years later. I wonder what that monk would think of it. Probably not much, since the whole point, one of the points of The Cloud of Unknowing is not caring what happens in the physical world. But what is happening is that after all these years, we have a number of composers who continue to respond musically to this particular work, The Cloud of Unknowing. James Blackshaw's piece, for all the very impressive and virtuosic finger-picking, is very still at its core. It's built around two notes, an A and an E. In a moment, we'll hear Jan Garbarek, the Norwegian sax player, and the New York drummer John Hollenbeck in one of his ensembles, and the two of them giving us some of their works inspired by this book, The Cloud of Unknowing. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Tomorrow night on New Sounds, our monthly new releases program for the month of September will include this music from Ghana. The album is called Sipriwa Kasa and features the instrument known as the Sipriwa, which they describe as a sort of earthy cousin to the more elegant and certainly more popular kora from Mali. We'll have a chance to hear this instrument, Sipriwa Kasa, the name of the record, one of the new sounds, tomorrow night at 11 on our monthly new releases program. Hope you'll join us here at 93.9 FM WNYC and online at WNYC.org. This is New Sounds number 2701, featuring music written in response to The Cloud of Unknowing, a mystical text from 14th century Europe. It's all about contemplation and about a kind of spiritual practice of centering as a means of reaching God. To once again quote from the book itself, in the higher degree of the contemplative life, he transcends himself because he achieves by grace what is beyond him by nature. And that idea of being able to get to a kind of different plane seems to have been what has fired the imaginations of the various composers that we're listening to. Jan Garbarek, the Norwegian sax player, in collaboration with the terrific American violist Kim Kashkashian and the percussionist Manu Katché, does a piece called Cloud of Unknowing, which has a certain reflective quality to it, at the same time that, you know, there's a fair amount of musical activity going on the surface, at least. I think I would say much the same thing about the John Hollenbeck piece that follows it. John is a drummer based here in New York and a composer and leads several bands, including the Claudia Quintet. And from their album I, Claudia, we'll hear John Hollenbeck's piece, The Cloud of Unknowing. Jan Garbarek first, from an album called In Praise of Dreams. Thank you.
Thank you.
two pieces with the same title, The Cloud of Unknowing. That last piece is by the Claudia Quintet, led by drummer and composer John Hollenbeck, from their album I, Claudia. We heard The Cloud of Unknowing. Prior to that, Jan Garbarek, the Norwegian sax player, with a record called In Praise of Dreams that he did with percussionist Manu Katché and violist Kim Kashkashian, we heard Jan Garbarek's piece called Cloud of Unknowing. Again, all of the works on this edition of New Sounds inspired by the 14th century text, The Cloud of Unknowing. Now, one of the striking things, as I mentioned earlier, about this anonymous work is, you know, it's the work of a Catholic monk in the 14th century, but has a lot in common with Zen Buddhism and Sufism. John Luther Adams, the Alaska-based composer, points out that it also has much in common with Native American teachings, which he's somewhat familiar with, living up in Alaska and incorporating a lot of American Indian and Eskimo texts and stories in his works over the years. In his piece, Clouds of Forgetting, Clouds of Unknowing, he creates basically an hour-long meditation for orchestra, performed here by the Apollo Chamber Orchestra, Joanne Folletta conducting. And he writes about this piece that it's not just the cloud of unknowing, which is in this 14th century treatise. The cloud of unknowing is this thing between us and God that you can never penetrate with your reason, with your understanding. It just has to happen through silence and stillness and grace. But there's also this cloud of forgetting, which is one that you have to create yourself and place between you and the material world. So John Luther Adams writes, in this timeless place of forgetting and unknowing, we may begin to hear that for which we are listening. And what he is listening for here is the sound not of harmony and melody, but rather a kind of loss of musical perspective, music that just drifts for an hour. Now, of course, it doesn't really just drift. There is definitely a plan behind this piece as it goes through the basic building blocks of music, intervals of the second, third, fourth, all the way up to the octave. We're going to hear just an excerpt from the piece, the Apollo Chamber Orchestra, Joanne Folletta conducting, Clouds of Forgetting, Clouds of Unknowing, by John Luther Adams on New Sounds. Music there from the Alaska-based composer John Luther Adams. The piece is called Clouds of Forgetting, Clouds of Unknowing. And he does create a kind of musical cloud at various points during the piece, taking, for example, all the different types of perfect fifths, the interval from C to G, or from A to E, or B to F sharp, and mixing them all into a kind of sonic haze. The Apollo Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Joanne Folletta, Clouds of Forgetting, Clouds of Unknowing, directly inspired by the anonymous 14th century text that has been the constant thread through all these different types of music we've been listening to on New Sounds, the treatise known as The Cloud of Unknowing. And I suppose if I were to imagine a soundtrack to that treatise, it would sound pretty much like this John Luther Adams piece that we've been sampling. It's a full hour of orchestral music from him. You can get a playlist for this or any other edition of New Sounds. The playlist will tell you what we've been hearing and give you some directions on where to find some of this music for yourself. All you need is the program number. This is program number 2701, and you can get the playlist by writing to us. Our email address is newsounds@wnyc.org, or you can just download it from the New Sounds page of our website, wnyc.org, where you can also find the audio archives of this and all the other New Sounds programs. You can hear them anytime you like with the click of a button. And also the live stream of WNYC2, our 24-hour-a-day music service. It's an HD radio stream, but even if you don't have an HD radio, you can hear it live on our website at WNYC.org. It features old vintage editions of New Sounds every day at 12 noon. Our entire program this time around on New Sounds has consisted of works based on the 700-year-old treatise called The Cloud of Unknowing, a text about meditation and contemplation. And I'm not sure how much to read into the fact that all of this music dates from the end of the last millennium or the beginning of this one. There certainly was a lot of mysticism in the air at the turn of the first millennium of the Common Era. But all of these works sharing a source of inspiration, and we've been listening to them on this edition of New Sounds. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.